This is not just any draft. This is a draft, as we've been talking about for months now leading up to this, where the Cowboys have the 12th and 20th overall pick. They could do some damage. They could, just by staying right there, they could trade up, or maybe they got a deal to get some more value with that 20th pick. We'll talk about that here in a second. But yesterday when I heard, okay, it's Cowboys draft press conference, I winced a little bit just knowing, okay, just like every team, they're not really going to say anything. Turns out Steven did say something yesterday of substance that we'll hear in just a second. But first, we got to get to the crazy. I really do think that whether it's training camp, the pre-draft press conference, or whatever it is, Jerry loves to amp it up a little bit. And how this came about, why Bill Clinton was at the Star.
It's so confusing.
I have no idea. Was he just in town and called Jerry? I could definitely hear Jerry saying, yeah, we're about to do a press conference. Why don't you come on out?
Football.
Well, yeah, and I bet you this was all choreographed by Jerry. Because they have the Arkansas connection, so yes. He knew Bill Clinton was going to be there. He's like, hey, walk in at this particular moment. And
yes.
So. Because just fielding questions about what you guys might do with two picks in the first round.
That's not enough. That's too much football.
That's way too much football.
Right.
We don't need glitz to this.
Talk football during a football press conference.
Right. You could have the greatest draft this franchise has had in 20 years, but... Let's trick it up and talk about old Arkansas teams with Bill Clinton.
I thought I'd come in here and tell y'all about Epstein Island.
Now, that would have been a turn.
Yeah, that would have been a turn.
He'd come in there and admitted.
Well, and he has really become soft talker.
Yeah.
President Clinton.
He's older.
But he's younger than Jerry.
Yeah, but he moves very slow.
Slower than Jerry?
He slowed down
slower than Jerry.
Oh, yeah. And there's no way that President Clinton could have maneuvered the way Jerry did. Okay, this is what you're about to hear. This is Joseph Hoyt, the Dallas Morning News, trying to ask a question about the draft. We really don't need that.
That's Hoyt.
He's trying to ask a question about the draft, and Jerry lets him know, hey, you're not going to believe this, but we're about to be paid a visit by a former president.
You're right. I don't believe it.
So... then they interrupt Hoyt, and that's when Clinton is in the room, and Jerry gets up from the riser. It's Will McClay, Jerry, Steven, and Shoddy. Did Shoddy get to say anything yesterday? Maybe a couple
Very
of
little.
Comments?
Yeah.
Let me guess. It was all positive and motivational.
You leave Shoddy alone.
He was all excited about everything.
He's trying to pull this thing out of the ditch. You leave him alone. And
in this Shoddy case, supporter.
In this case, you have to feel for Shoddy, because I'm sure as he looked down and watched what we're about to hear unfold, he's thinking, why couldn't I have landed another gig before I landed this gig as I'm getting ready?
As I'm here in the circus. I'm
part of this circus. So Jerry gets up to greet the president and starts to fall off the back of the riser right behind Will McClay. And I'm going to give Jerry credit. I would say most 83-year-olds would have gone down. He would have wiped out. But not Jerry. He somehow did a little pirouette spin move and caught himself. And you hear the ruckus, and that is Jerry starting to fall off the riser. He's caught, and he continues right towards the president. And then we get a lot of crazy talk. So we can stop it at any point, but here we go.
So wait, he's falling towards the president.
Yes.
And if you're lunging towards the president, shouldn't Secret Service take Jerry out?
Boy, that'd have been a story.
Shouldn't they have unloaded a clip into Jerry?
Reload, put another one for...
No, I think they recognize that he was just getting a little wide as he's trying to make the turn towards the president. So here we go. Craziness.
Joe Hoyt, Dallas Morning News. Jerry, you guys have been known as a draft and developed franchise. Over the last 3 years, they've got three different defensive schemes.
Here's our President Clinton coming through the door out here. He's coming up here to say hello to us.
Okay, Jerry.
But then go through your question again here.
Pause it.
So it sounded like the reporters said, oh, it is President Clinton. Like, he really did think that Jerry was just hallucinating and just was talking incoherently.
Old man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's right, Jerry.
Yeah, yeah. That's Bill Clinton. Oh, it is President Clinton.
Son of a gun. He's standing there with Hunt shoulder.
I just thought it was Jerry nonsense.
Yeah. He hadn't taken his blood pressure meds.
Oh, no. We got Bill Clinton coming up in there through the door. You go ahead with your question now, but President, I'll watch President Clinton.
So this is where he starts moving to his left, Jerry does, to greet President Clinton, and then you're about to hear a ruckus of Jerry. It looked like he was about to fall down.
Repeat the question.
Let's hurry it up.
Yeah, well, I've been known as a draft and develop franchise. Three different defensive teams over the last 3 years, though, and you traded guys you drafted up like Mike and Osa. Long question short, how has your draft and develop philosophy maybe evolved over the last years, and how does that translate to something like this year?
I think you're influenced by, I am.
Look at this right here. Come in this house. Yes, sir, Mr. President.
I'm negotiating a draft.
All right. There you go. Go ahead.
I got it. All right. I've always wanted to be.
Okay. So before we play this next part, there's Jerry recovering, and I mean it lasted like a half second, and Jerry just he's fine, and he goes right over and greets the president, and
he was so giddy to go see Bill that he tripped over himself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is a president, Monty.
Yeah.
I know that you weren't born when Clinton was president.
I was born. Oh. I was young, but.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so listen to this. We got to get this, what Jerry says to President Clinton. We've got to get this on a T-shirt.
He's got contact.
Is Mike with you? He's here somewhere. He's here somewhere. But let me tell you something. As a way of. This guy was recently named the second most American to have started with very little and have accomplished a lot. Look at it. It's in Forbes. It's a great story.
Named by who?
Second most American.
To have started with very little and now has a lot.
And now
just
accomplished a lot.
What a Mad Lib award that is.
I don't know what I just said.
You've been voted the second most American.
Is that on the trophy with very little?
It's in Forbes. Read it. And I think that's the headline, the second most American to have.
Started with very little and
so
accomplished a lot.
So they're measuring how American you are?
I guess so. I guess
it's second most American.
Clinton's American number was off the chart in his last blood draw.
But there was one guy better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to hear some football banter between these two, President Clinton and Jerry?
Okay, man, to negotiate.
Okay.
He doesn't even sound like that anymore. He sounds like he had been performing a concert. Yeah.
Very sleepy, Joe.
Even more horse.
He's even more horse. Negotiating.
All right, hang on. Let's hear him. We actually have Bill Clinton.
Epstein.
No, this is it, right?
Triple 88. Fake Bill Clinton. All right.
But he's been a wonderful, not only president, but a friend over the years. And really happy to have you here today.
Thank you. I'm glad to see you. Have a good draft day.
This group, Mr. President, this group is somebody very important. We share. We really do. They've spent their life and elected to spend their life in sport. And that's why they're here. And they could have been doctors or lawyers, but they wouldn't be in school.
Jerry?
And so when they kick my, you know what, and they do. I say, guys, we're actually cousins because we both elected to spend our years in sports around here. So be a little sweeter, if you will. And that goes there. But it's a great bunch of folks. They do a great job, and they're a big part of what sports and NFL is
about.
Okay,
who's he talking about here? He's talking about the media. He's telling Bill Clinton,
what?
These guys are, we're kind of cousins because we're both in the business of sport. And
why is he introducing Bill Clinton to the media members?
It was the most awkward thing.
And Bill didn't realize that he had given up an afternoon to go sit and talk with Jerry.
I mean, how long is it going to be, Jerry? I got to get to Epstein Island.
And then Jerry claimed that back in the day, Bill Clinton, because he's 4 years younger than Jerry, that Bill Clinton, when the Cowboys won their first Super Bowl, I'm sparing you Jerry telling you this story, okay, that he could name the 1961 Arkansas team three deep.
That Clinton
yes,
could?
Yes.
And, I'd like to see
and
that
Bill
trick.
Clinton did. He did talk about the other offensive guard on the other side from Jerry, and then he made Jerry talk about his plane weight at 185 pounds, and that's a different game, baby. And then, he is a former president. Yeah, so a little bit of respect.
And hitting over the head.
So, I mean, it's cool that a former president shows up to the Cowboys headquarters, but at the same time, this has been the phrase on the ticket for the last 24 hours. Has there been anything more Cowboys than that?
Yeah.
Whatever that was yesterday.
Confusing Clarence fever dream of
where football becomes the sideshow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about the 61 Hogs with President Clinton.
I thought I'd got in here and the guy said,
okay. Oh, I think he's having a stroke. He's about to die. Yeah, maybe he just wanted to see Jerry one more time.
Yeah, Bill, boy, he does look a lot weaker than he once was. He's had open heart surgery, though.
Yeah, that will take it out of me. He's 79, and Jerry is 83. He's going to be 84 this fall.
Boy, people are living longer.
He's got Hillary telling him to take the trash out every other day.
Just give me a second, Hillary. Come on.
They're fighting over the thermostat.
I'm doing VR right now.
I give Bill credit knowing the 61 Arkansas team and
never visited there.
I could see why he noticed Hillary across the room back in the 60s.
Who?
Bill. I think she had it going on back
then. Have you heard this, Monty?
No.
Did you know that George
look up some old pictures of Hillary
has a half chub for Hillary?
Yeah, he's adjusting his pants
deliciously.
It's just weird.
Just leave her alone.
It's just weird.
Okay. No one was attacking her.
All right, up next we got Gordo and Muse in the news.
We'll get an update on George's erection for Hillary Clinton next.
All right, it is 7:17 on the ticket. We have the ramp coming up at 7:35, and we've got Razor at 7:55. Talk about the Stars' huge win early this morning over the Minnesota Wild. They're up 2-1 in the series. Right now it's time for Muse in the News with the great Gordo, and it's brought to us by All Pro Foundation Repair and D&M Auto Leasing.
I think we need to talk about what George just confessed to us.
I didn't confess anything.
You know,
and if I did, it was off the record.
Just your attitudes towards the two Hillaries have always disturbed me. Number one, you've always been way too sexual about Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, he was really doing
it's
a spell job.
It's not sexual if you just try to give her some props for, you know what, back in the day she was really cute. That's not being creepy.
You always, since you first arrived on the scene, you're always talking about, man, this woman's really hot. She's really hot.
Rip I've off never that said pants that.
Yeah, talk look about at that. Man, look no, peel off that North I've Korean dictator said outfit she's wearing.
How badly do you want it?
Up in there. Dude, I knocked the bottom out of that.
Don't talk like that.
You always did, and you talked about her cankles. You were turned on by her
that
cankles.
Was you.
Look at that, it's great.
That's your
it doesn't even her,
that's your
her ankles
go-to
are the same diameter as her thighs, man. It's
no,
great.
That's your go-to about her.
Didn't even know that was a kink of mine, but yeah. Oh God, oh yeah. And then the
spit
other disturbing
on
one, spit on that thing. Jeez, that what you just said, George?
I don't know.
She was his original Hawk Tua girl.
Yeah. And then the other one's Hillary Duff. We were always troubled by your, it's like, here's George, this good family man. And then he started behind the scenes talking about, hey, have you seen that Nickelodeon show, that Hillary Duff, man? And it was really creepy.
I did not say,
and I noticed he had
hey,
a,
have you seen that Nickelodeon
yes, you did.
Show?
And you had that weird Hillary Duff calendar up on the wall
right.
that you would mark
I
down the days until the birthday that said 18.
And
you already wrote Hillary Dunham next to her.
I did not have a countdown calendar.
George Duff.
Nor did I have a clock.
Yay! For P. George! Yay! But yeah, you did have a weird thing for Hillary Duff.
Is it weird now that she's 38?
It's still weird because you knew her.
I think she's a talented actress.
When she was like 16.
No.
You told us you had never watched a movie of hers off mute.
Yeah.
How would you even know?
You said you always had it on mute, and all you could hear was the movement of Jergens.
Look, you're not going to do the show just to make Monty laugh this morning, okay?
Just the stop it.
Stop it.
Breathing like RFK Jr.
You're supposed to be doing news right now. Do some news.
Yeah, and if he gets a phone call, he's talking like RFK Jr. person. Can I call you back?
Okay. Got no blood in my head.
Why don't y'all say this for the Twitch tonight?
The Twitch. Wait. Well, we're not doing it
because
we
just informed you the NFL draft is tonight.
This reporter has just learned that there is a draft associated with the NFL tonight.
Right. They sprung it on you.
That has preempted. I wish they'd give me a little warning.
At least ask you.
Yeah. They don't tell me until this morning that they're going to have a draft.
Work out of time.
Yeah. So we should have done it in coordination with one another, me and the NFL. I'll
leave you alone.
And I will leave you alone now. For those who are not aware, Craig is out this morning, and Justin Montemayor sitting in his place.
Thank you.
My old buddy Monty. Which reminds me, I need to tell you a story off the air, Monty.
Okay.
It's very sensitive. Yeah. Okay, we start off with scamming the elderly.
Terrible.
Which is something we like to do from time to time. So if you're elderly, get your phone out and text your bank number to.
You show me another Hillary Clinton young photo.
Did you? Are you still looking at photos?
Yes. Look at those britches, too.
Is that the striped ones?
1970s, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that one where she's sitting on like the end of a chaise lounge with her legs spread.
I just don't like how zoomed in he was.
Well, aren't her legs a little a splay?
No, they're crossed.
Oh. Let me see.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on, he's got to finish ordering the 8x10.
There we go. I just got my order in.
That's the top. Oh, that's the one. No,
show him the zoomed in pants that you showed me.
Yeah, show him that one. There's another picture of her, and I think she's wearing glasses, that same outfit, and she's sitting on the edge, and her like elbows are on her knees, and she's talking to a reporter.
Okay.
Yeah.
You seem to and know more about it than I do.
And there's another one where her she's wearing her ankles as earrings in the same
bingo. Bingo. Even when I told him, like, yeah, I agree, she was pretty good looking, he continues to suck.
I know.
So to make sure.
Yeah, I already
but I mean,
bought
look at this area right here.
No, that's not me.
He's got a telestrator.
He's got a telestrator circling things.
No, like, I'm not the weird, creepy guy up here. Don't try to paint me as that.
Okay, but you say that Hillary in her day hotter than Melania in her day.
I didn't say that. And I'm not going to rank the first women.
But if
first
you had
ladies. First ladies, yeah. They prefer, they're
the
first, not women,
the
sir, they're
gals.
Ladies.
No, I said that wrong.
But if you had to save your life.
I want to hear about this scam story. That's what I want to hear
about. You know, that technique worked for me so many times. I'm not going to answer that question, sir. Yeah, but if you had to answer it, well, then the answer
that
is that yes, I would
on the wireless.
Cheat on my spouse and...
They've confessed so many horrible things to you during a wireless by being like, well, if you had to tell me why you got divorced.
I mean, it's for the media.
How is that?
The dirty psychological trick.
It is.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Scamming the elderly.
No, we weren't, George. I don't know why you're wanting to do that.
He's hatching a plan.
Yeah.
That was your headline.
Okay. So Fort Worth police say that they are looking for a suspect right now who posed as the head of security at an elderly person's bank, this particular elderly person's bank, and told this woman, that their account was compromised and that she needed to move funds for safekeeping. So the 81-year-old woman withdrew $25,000 in cash. Mm-hmm. And gave the scammer the money at a bank in downtown Fort Worth. Now, Fort Worth PD has released footage of the suspect walking to and from the meeting with this woman. And they say that he looks like an Asian male.
In what way?
Hmm?
In what way?
That's the question I would have for cops. What do you mean that he looks like an Asian male? What does an Asian male look like to your eyes?
These identifiable Asian characteristics.
Now we can't even say an Asian male. We can't say white man. We can't say...
Dude, calm down, Giorgio.
We can't say
Hispanic... We got Turner Diaries Giorgio over here.
We can't say Hispanic woman. Whoa. We can't try to describe
Monty's
someone.
Sitting right here, dude.
He doesn't care. He's fine with
My
it.
My aunt is a Hispanic woman.
Yes, his aunt tested positive for Hispanic. And you're sitting over here just throwing that word around like it's nothing.
We're dealing with it.
His family's trying to work through it right now.
Yeah, going to therapy.
It's a very serious and sad story.
Monty's aunt testing positive or Hispanic. No, it's not that bad.
You're not really being taken advantage of like that. It's terrible.
Oh, yes, indeed.
And there's way too many of those stories.
Yeah, this is horrible because I don't know what is her recourse here.
Who, she's out of the
who
money.
Makes her whole.
Yeah.
Which sounds bad.
Because there are, yeah, scams where, you know, they'll wire money to what they think is a grandkid or something. And when you do it willingly, I think you have a hard time getting it back.
It's just gone.
Yeah, because you're telling them, you know, you screwed up.
So the cops are also investigating why the woman was allowed to easily make a bank transaction over $10,000, you know, because that normally has to be reported for approval and there's more eyes on a transaction that's over $10,000. So,
yeah,
they don't know. And they think that the suspect may be a repeat offender based on his body language. I don't know how you do that.
Making a lot of assertions based on the way this person looks.
Yeah. Like, how does someone look like they're a repeat offender of a bank crime?
Well, I don't know. Somehow it relates to...
Somehow the way they walk.
Seen this guy before. Yeah.
Like they favor the right side or the left side? What?
I don't know.
The quote was, he looks casual, he looks calm, he looks Asianed up.
No.
Oh.
I think
see, that's the thing about the him. He jumps on other people if they say something. How could you say Hispanic woman? And then he says stuff like that. Tested positive for Hispanic. And he gets away with it.
He's almost, about? Dude.
If anyone's inappropriate about...
You're out of your mind right now.
No, I'm not. I'm the only one with a sound mind in the studio. You're insane, and he loves it. Monty.
I'm not trying to push
I'm just along for the ride.
Yes.
Why are you yelling at a disabled person?
He does it a lot.
Does he? Yeah. Does he, Monty?
I usually just yell at DJ. I don't yell at Monty.
That's true.
Hmm.
Yeah. DJ deserves it, though.
He does.
Alundis Brides of the ticket.
Why are you so mean to people, George? Calling him the Alundis Brides of the ticket.
Well, I told you guys, I've reached a certain age where I've just kind of had it.
Okay.
I'm talking to you, Gordon.
Yeah. You let the sales guy on the Segway have it, too.
Yeah.
You heard about that.
Tell that story sometime.
No one wants to hear that.
Rectal cancer. I'm sorry, Monty. Were you laughing? I don't want.
I can laugh.
Turn on Monty.
I can cancer laugh.
That's all you've been doing is trying to make him laugh.
You feel authorized to cancer laugh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do it. I can do it twice as much as most people.
Is George, because Monty, for those just joining us right now,
yep,
and haven't got the update, Monty has suffered two bouts of cancer. And one of them was like 20 years ago. But this is the update. And thank you for... Look at this person. Not even cluing into your life to know that happened 20 years ago.
This is him. This is Gordo hoping you'll jump in and fill him in because he can't remember the exact...
I remember the battles. Exact. He was 10 to 14 years of age.
It's a pretty big age range, but yeah.
And he had to eventually have his leg removed, Giorgio.
I know.
Because of cancer.
Anyone that can look at me can tell that.
And then
this is again coming from the guy who says shine the stump and stuff like that.
Polish
back
the stump.
Oh, sorry, polish the
stump.
Yeah,
the way you said
that's
it was
far
offensive.
Less offensive.
Shine
yeah.
is offensive.
Yeah. The number of leg hypotheticals that I've endured during Gordon's Twitch
Which,
streams.
By the way, Monty, I'm sorry you've had to endure
it,
those.
It's fine.
Have that's one of the benefits, though. Yeah. If you lose a leg, at least you get to have fun about it. That's what I think.
I think he's having fun. I think you're having fun about it.
No, he's having fun. He comes up with stuff that's funnier than what I come up with.
Like one time he asked me, would I take a leg transplant if it came from a, his words, a black woman?
Whoa, wait, Gordon mixed up racial humor into this. Okay, tell more.
So I'm walking around with this gorgeous,
beautiful
black woman's leg.
It's a beautiful black lady leg.
A whole leg or just the bottom half?
Well, it's just he only needs the bottom
half.
What I need.
Okay.
Well, because
you kept saying the...
What?
You're acting like it was going to be the entire leg.
No,
it's just the part that he needs, but okay. it is well-toned. It looks good.
Right.
And then we were arguing about whether or not he could get into the cookout that way. Like, would that make him automatic? Would he be invited to the cookout?
Like, if I just stick my leg over the fence... And, deceive.
And they'd say, come on in.
And then here
and
comes
then,
me.
Then he wheels in, and they're like, oh,
and
this
I,
is...
And I eat their entire assortment of food.
Yeah, he plows through the entire buffet, and no one else gets
nothing
anything.
Left.
And then I think we had it to where my old or my current leg meets the new black lady leg, it would fuse and look kind of like a frozen yogurt swirl.
What is wrong with y'all? I'm sure Mexican Junior's out there just going, okay.
Who is Mexican Junior?
He calls himself that.
Huh.
He's obsessed with Mexican.
Anyway, rectal cancer. Can we please?
Yeah, I don't know. Right. Let's see if you can get to your second story.
Okay. Rectal cancer deaths are rising rapidly among millennials. Wow. And the rate of rectal cancer seems to be increasing more than 2 to 3 times compared to colon cancer. You know, we've had a lot of those stories recently about these millennials that are being diagnosed with colon cancer. Mm. Well, apparently rectal cancer is even a bigger deal.
What's going on with our bodies?
A bigger rise in rate than
second most American.
Yeah, the second most American is rectal cancer.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing at that, George?
I'm not laughing.
So this is a problem, and they don't know what's causing it. And they think that it could be something that happened decades ago in childhood, people being exposed to maybe a lot of sugary drinks or something. Something happened perhaps environmentally.
Ridiculous diet that the younger generation is from Pop-Tarts
Boomer. Okay, Boomer.
You're telling me childhood diet of fruit by the foot wasn't...
Is fruit by the foot?
Is that the thing that, like the roll-up?
Like a fruit roll-up?
Yeah. Fruit roll-up, yeah, same thing.
Yeah. Right. Fruit by the foot. Was that the knockoff brand of fruit roll-up or something?
They just, if you needed some longer. Kind of faux fruit that wasn't actually, you know,
just
like
unroll
a
scroll of fruit paste.
Sugar leather.
Sugar leather. Gosh. Anyway.
Because eating an orange...
No.
Not doing it.
No.
Just give me a wacky wafer.
Right. Or make a sherbet out of the orange.
In other news, some other stuff.
Now
I covered everything. I covered everything just then. So.
Right. Two half stories.
I am worried about the rectal cancer thing. If you could give me an exam later, I'd appreciate it.
George, he's talking to you. He's
looking
him?
At you.
Yeah. George won't do that because you're Hispanic. Is what he told me.
Right.
Speaking of, they say that Hispanic rates are higher than other races and ethnicity rates in the rectal cancer and colon cancer. And their mortality is higher, too. So, yes, people need to get checked out.
Because of the enchiladas?
I'm sorry?
Gordon's holding up a sign and says, no, it's the empanadas. Okay.
Damn. I said, have some empathy. Some empanadas.
I misread it.
Lee Majors is 87 years of age.
Our buddy.
And Jerry Jones' buddy.
Yeah.
He was friends with Lee Majors and introduced me to him.
You're too young for $6 million man, right?
I know the name, and I know what he looks like, but I didn't watch that show.
Okay.
He was the biggest star in the world in the 70s.
For TV kids.
Yeah, he was married to the biggest female TV star at the time, Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah, they were... Power couple.
I'll see photos.
Sound a little robotic.
Power couple.
Joyce DeWitt. I don't even know who this is.
Oh, boy. I'm surprised you worked today. This is a huge day. She gave you a radio career. How many punchlines with Joyce DeWitt in it?
Who is Joyce DeWitt?
Gosh.
Michael Moore, the filmmaker, is 72. Valerie Bertinelli. 66. Oh, my gosh. I had the biggest crush on Valerie Bertinelli when I was a little kid.
A lot of guys did. Some thought she was
beautiful.
Really?
I'm just saying.
She was no Hillary.
That's Wolfgang's mommy.
I know.
George Lopez is 65.
Hero. David Faraday's buddy.
John Cena, 49.
Good actor.
He's Ticket's own.
There's no way.
He is.
Is he really?
Yeah. I think he is.
John Oliver, 49.
Funny.
I watch his show. He is funny. Cal Penn, 49, from the Harold and Kumar films. Don't you describe yourself as a Kumar?
In what way?
Dev Patel, 36. Right. Gail Goodrich, 83. Former Lakers guard.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Andrew Jones misspells his name, and he's 49.
Brave.
Hall of Famer.
And Chloe Kim is 26, snowboarder.
I
today.
All right.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Monty, too,
today.
We
are kind of up to date after that news in the news. Yeah.